We continue now with part two of the New Birth series, studying the phrase Jesus coined, "Ye must be born again." In this part two, we're going to be focusing on finding the answer to the question, when were the disciples born again? We've already seen that according to revelation and reason, that they could not have been born again before Jesus died, or before he rose from the dead, or before he ascended into heaven, or before he offered himself to the Father after he ascended into heaven. His ascension took place in Acts chapter 1. So that means that no one, including the disciples, was born again before the book of Acts. Let's begin our study on the disciples when they were born again in John 16. Now the scene is this. Jesus is spending his last evening with the disciples. He knows he is about to die. It would be his last conversation with them before his death. And in this Last Supper scene, knowing now that these words were to be his final ones to his disciples before his suffering begins, I cannot help but believe that Jesus was making an especially intense effort to establish his disciples' faith so that his death would not discourage them. It came close even as it was, but by the grace of God, Jesus managed to put enough of the Word of God into their heart that it kept them from being completely discouraged after his death. He told them that he was leaving. They were made sorrowful. Jesus noticed that, and he said in John 16:20, "You are weeping and lamenting," or "you shall weep and lament," especially after Jesus was killed. "But the world shall rejoice, and you shall be sorrowful. But look, your sorrow will be turned into joy." In verse 21, "A woman, when she is in travail, has sorrow, because her hour is come. But as soon as she gives birth to the child, she forgets her anguish, because of her joy that a man is born into the world." Verse 22, "And you guys," you plural, "you all now, therefore have sorrow." The word therefore connects their condition to what Jesus was just describing. "You now therefore have sorrow, but I will see you again. And your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man can take from you." Now think about this. Your sorrow shall be turned into joy. Notice that the parable of the woman in travail immediately follows Jesus' comment about your sorrow shall be turned into joy. A parable in the mouth of Jesus always fits perfectly the situation. Here he's describing a woman coming to the hour of birth, because the disciples were coming to the hour of their spiritual birth. And so Jesus talks about birth and the woman's sorrow being turned into joy because there is a birth. And he tells them they are coming to their joy too. They're going to have to go through their most difficult times, their most painful moments in this spiritual pregnancy. But just beyond that most painful time is their greatest joy. And when Jesus said, "I will see you again," he was speaking not merely of his resurrection, but speaking of the effect that his resurrection would have on those disciples. As the disciples drew near the time for their spiritual birth, they became sorrowful because Jesus said he was going away. But they became sorrowful because the Comforter had not yet come. They were sorrowful.